4 o'clock and I'm going to call the meeting to order. We'd like to welcome you all to the January 7th, 2021 meeting of the Historic Site and Monument Commission. The purpose of the Savannah Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission is to ensure that public spaces continue to enhance the lives of residents of Chatham County and the city of Savannah. And with that, I ask for a motion to approve the meeting of the minutes of December 3rd. Do I hear a motion?
This is Sean.
Are you making a motion, Sean?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Okay.
Again, am I heard? All right. This is Sean. I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second?
I second. This is Lisa.
Yeah, that's good. Everybody, we should all identify ourselves. No one can see us, you know. Okay, any discussion? Being none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 This is Tom, aye.
Okay, motion carries unanimously. We now go to the regular agenda. The first item we will be considering is number 2, the petition of Sons of the Revolution, Georgia, 20-005729-HM, north side of River Street at Morrell Park, historical marker relocation.
Thank you, Dr. Henry. You guys have seen this item before. It was at your last meeting. It's the relocation of the Liberty marker. I'm just going to zoom in on it here for you. So just to recap, the applicant is requesting a recommendation of approval from the Historic Site and Monument Commission to the Savannah City Council for the relocation of the Liberty marker from its existing location on the south side of River Street at Morrell Park to the north side of River Street at Morrell Park. Let me just go to, let's get you a good map. If you remember before, they were proposing the marker about here, which is where the current flagpole is located. They now are proposing here, so we'll go over that. The applicant is additionally seeking the installation of a pedestal for the marker to be more easily displayed for viewing, as well as a granite bench and a flagpole. So a new flagpole. I'll show you those items here. So there's the bench and then the marker. Let me go up just a little bit for you, and in the background, a flagpole here. So they did determine the actual verbiage for what's going to be on that bench. I don't know if you remember, you guys had continued it to allow them to determine that verbiage here. So this is going to be the final verbiage. It says to honor the patriots who served on the Liberty, 1775. First warship of the Georgia State Navy commissioned by Georgia Provincial Congress. So that will be what is engraved on that bench. And then on another portion, it'll say, let me zoom up, donated by Sons of the Revolution, State of Georgia, 2020. So on December 3rd, 2020, the board did make the decision to continue the petition for the relocation of the marker from its existing location to the new location on the north side of River Street, Morrell Park, to this meeting. And that, again, was to determine the exact location that it was going to be located, as well as the verbiage on that bench. So the decision was made based on the board's discussion about the importance, since the petitioner was unable at that time to come up with the precise location for the marker and a final design for the bench. And then, you know, they took into consideration the board's preference of it being closer to the river as well. So when looking at the evaluating themes for markers and monuments, I'm going to go back up here real fast for you. So just a refresher, when evaluating the theme of the new monument, the marker, sorry, includes 3 of the categories listed by the master planning guidelines, one being military history, the other being maritime history, and colonial history. So that's referring to the ship, the Liberty. And so that's the theme. When evaluating the site for the markers, monuments, and public art, the bench and marker are proposed to be located on the Riverwalk side of the river. So let me go down to the map here for you. This is the Riverwalk. So it's located here on the sidewalk and will be situated facing The marker and the bench will be situated facing each other at an angle with a flagpole acting as the center here. The proposed location for the relocation of the marker and addition of the granite bench poses a situation in which there may be a feeling of overcrowding due to the other objects being around. But there's a staff determined that this is a pretty large area, and so there doesn't seem to be much of an issue. Staff only had a slight issue with the proposed addition of the flagpole due to the fact that there is a flagpole right here as well. You can see it in the map. Staff determined that that may cause overcrowding, and it may be more appropriate if that flagpole wasn't included. So staff didn't say it should be removed. We're just saying that it may be more appropriate for it to not be included. The information on whether existing utilities may be affected by the relocation of the marker to this location is unknown, and the site may be considered designated green space. This information as well is unknown to staff. However, this is a large green space which could accommodate this. So in the master planning guidelines, it mentions that the proposed site should be easily accessible to pedestrians and physically challenged, but in parentheses it says excluding markers. So the marker is not required to be easily accessible to pedestrians and the physically challenged. However, the marker and bench are proposed to be located right adjacent to the sidewalk. And in the drawings, here, I'll just go up to the rendering here. In the rendering as well as in the drawings, they are shown as being on some form of concrete pad here. And so staff is recommending that the installation of the concrete pad be part of this project. It's not mentioned anywhere in the verbiage or anything as being part of the project, but it is shown in the drawings and in this rendering, so we're just recommending that that be included. The staff's recommendation is that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the relocation of the Liberty Marker from its existing location on the south side of River Street at Morrell Park to the north side of River Street at Morrell Park with the following conditions, because otherwise the petition meets the guidelines set forth within the HSMC master plan and guidelines. The first condition being that they ensure the information for the escrow payment for the bench and pedestal are provided along with their submittal. That's not determined by you guys, but that'll be determined later. Two, to omit the flagpole from the overall design. And three, ensure the installation of the concrete pad shown within the provided rendering. And I do open for questions.
Can I ask a question, Ryan? When did the flagpole come in, and why is it there? I mean, that is all of a sudden popped up out of nowhere.
So you can ask the petitioner, but I'm sure you all recall one of their major reasons for wanting it at the other, that first location, was due to the proximity of that flagpole. They wanted it next to a flagpole just to show its significance. So that may be why they added it to this location as well. But you can ask the petitioner that question. They probably have a better thought out answer than I do.
I was just going to ask if the petitioner was here, but so the answer is yes. Yeah. Okay, I'll ask my question.
Any questions? Okay. See, is it, we asked the public. I'm sorry.
Oh, hold on. Go ahead. Sorry. Ryan, could you scroll? Actually, never mind. I take that back. This is exactly where I wanted it. So just out of curiosity, if the proposed location of the marker were to move to the other side of Morrell Park, on the other side of the Waving Girls statue, like you go to the basically this exact spot all the way down at the that end essentially, would the flagpole then still meet the would the proposed addition of the flagpole still meet the city master plan guidelines?
So the way the master plan and guidelines is written is that it just wants you to not cause overcrowding of objects. So with your going down towards that end of the park, you're now going to come into play with the torch, the Olympic torch on that end. So there'd be, no matter where you go in this space, there are objects.
Essentially the additional flagpole, no matter what hinders it, right?
Well, specifically in this location is due to the proximity of the existing flagpole off of River Street here, which is this circle.
Okay.
But you can all, if you all think it's appropriate, you can definitely within your recommendation to the city council, you can remove that condition if you want.
Ryan, just to clarify, so were you or someone from staff able to go there with the petitioner and walk the site? Because I saw some spray painted lines and whatnot. Was that you did that or the petitioner did that?
I believe the petitioner had gone out with someone else from the city specifically. I'm not sure though who that
was. Not MPC necessarily.
But MPC did not meet with the petitioner on site. Staff, as myself, did go out to the site, but without the petitioner.
Okay, so I okay, that's great. I mean, I like this. I like the recommendations, so I just
I neglected to say who was speaking. So if I forget, say your name. Which I
and this was Christopher speaking.
Go ahead, Sean.
Mr. Chairman, sorry, I did want to clarify, make a note, Christopher, to answer your question. Greenscapes was specifically went to the site with the petitioner. I know that because Director Denny of Greenscapes emailed me because I asked him to make sure that there weren't any other changes from his previous email with this particular update.
No, thanks for that, because that was going to be one of my questions, if Greenscapes was kind of aware of this, had any objections or whatever. Yeah. So, okay, thank you.
I was going to bring that up when we got to the petitioner anyway, so.
Okay, any other questions for staff? Being none, we now will ask for public input. Is that correct, Ryan? Do we have, Julie, do we have any public?
Oh, we'll be hearing from the petitioner now.
Oh, I'm actually. Sorry. Okay.
The petitioner is Lamar Davis.
Good afternoon. I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. I wasn't. All right. I heard something in the background. I'm not sure. Can you hear me, Mr. Chairman and members?
We can hear you. You're good.
All right, thank you. Well, members of the commission, Mr. Chairman, and members, and Mr. Jarls, for your presentation, thank you very much. We are here today to present for your consideration our supplemental site plan for our previous application that you have before you, and Ryan went through it very effectively. We want to thank the members of the commission for your earlier comments at the meeting in December, where questions were raised about whether a site closer to the river would be more appropriate. We took that to heart. We went out there. We were able to contact Mr. Denny, Gordon Denny, and he and one of his colleagues met with our committee, four of our members. We have one committee member who lives out of town who couldn't be there. But we took your suggestions to heart. We looked at it with an open mind. Had a good brainstorming session, and we believe that we've developed a concept that is far superior to the original one that we had submitted. And so we thank you for your earlier interest and your suggestions that brought us to the current location. You've got, I don't know if you have hard copies, but there were six pages total. Unfortunately, they're unnumbered, but there are six pages to our supplement. I believe Ryan displayed all of them. And I don't mind going through them one by one if you would like, but I can first deal with a couple of questions that came up, perhaps, and then if there are others, I'll be happy to answer them. The first page, the cover page, the what I'm calling the schematic, the artist impression of the final site, which was the cover page right there. Gives us and hopefully you an understanding of how the site would work. If you're sitting on the bench, you could read the marker and understand its importance with a backdrop of the river. And if you happen to be on the other side facing the bench and reading the inscription, you've got a backdrop of the river looking up toward the bridge as a backdrop, which we thought was far superior than where we originally wanted to go. And frankly, the reason we had focused on that, as I believe Ryan said, was the fact that there was an existing flagpole there, and we felt it was extremely important and appropriate for an American flag and hopefully a flag of the same style that the ship flew when it was engaged with the British ship during the capture. We felt like that was an important feature, and yet the question about moving it down to the river did two things. First of all, it kept that site from becoming too crowded. Once we got back out there and realized what the magnitude, the size of that tree was, and how close we would be to it if we positioned the marker and the display close enough to the flagpole to basically borrow from that imagery, we realized it would be rather crowded, and we had heard the discussions about not overcrowding this green space. So we felt that moving it to the river would solve that, but that's what initiated our belief that it would be appropriate for a flagpole to be placed there. I understand that there's a question on the part of the staff as to whether that's appropriate, but we would really hope that you'd give favorable consideration to letting us move forward with that element of the plan. I think for two reasons. One, this site where the bench and the marker are is far removed from the flagpole, and you can see vaguely in the background, you can see this massive oak tree, and beyond it, the flagpole in question, which is right within just a few feet of the edge of River Street. So we're talking about I don't know the exact dimensions. I would think it's at least 100 feet from where these markers would sit under the proposed location. And there we go. There may be dimensions on there that I can't quite come up with, but in any event, where that arrow is, or perhaps a little closer to River Street, is where the flagpole is, and in between that and the proposed location for our marker up on Riverwalk sits this oak tree, which has got to be at least 35 feet tall and very, very healthy. Very thick in foliage, beautiful tree, but there's a complete, I don't want to say disconnect, but there's a complete separation of the two sites in terms of any relationship between the flag and this marker in our view. We're not looking for anything massive. We felt like a 20-foot high pole would leave the flags slightly out of reach of anybody that wanted to, you know, mess with them, if you will. But would not be an overly tall object to have there, especially given the size of the oak tree that's there and lighting in the area and so forth, and would add quite a bit of we thought appropriate impact to the overall presentation of the site. I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I was trying to write down the questions that were asked concerning the flag. Oh, I will say, and I certainly can't speak and would never presume to speak for Mr. Denny, but he was with us. The painted surface on the grass that you see where we were trying to figure out how large a site we needed and how the bench and the marker would work together. Was done while he and his colleague were there, and they actually used their little paint sprayer to mark it off so that we would have a three-dimensional impression to show you. And that circle was drawn to replicate where we had discussed having a flagpole, which, again, I would never presume to say Mr. Denny endorsed the idea, but it was fully discussed. And all the members of our committee believe that it was an appropriate item to add to it, and certainly would not clutter up the rest of Morrell Park sitting on the extremity of it as it does. I think that's about all I've got off the top of my head. If there are any questions, I'll be more than happy to address them. But thank you for what you did in bringing us to what we think is a superior location from our original concept. And it just goes to show that having people involved who care about it and do a little brainstorming usually gets you to a better result. So thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the petitioner? Sean, say your name.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. First off, let me start off by saying thank you very much, petitioner. I can't remember if you're admiral or general. I know you, one of them is going to make me never be able to remember it. So.
Retired judge, that may be worse.
Ah, okay. Well, thank you again for all of your service, as well as thank you again for yours and your committee's willingness to not just work to move this monument, but also work with the city. It really goes to show you how collaborative efforts internally as well as with the city help make the city a better place, especially the parks. And I also want to commend you also for your continued attention to the tree. I know that there have been a lot of discussions previously, specifically with trees in Morrell Park. Luckily not that tree in particular, but a few other trees down the road. First off, my question is the proposed flagpole. Do you have an idea as to what type of flag you would want, whether it be like a Georgia flag, American flag, so on and so forth?
You know, I don't know that we've sat down and taken any formal conclusion, but I know that what we were talking about amongst ourselves, the members of this committee, would involve a 3x5 U.S. flag, again, trying to keep the scale reasonable in size. And, you know, you don't need a 100-foot flagpole over a site that is this, I don't want to say small, but it's a restricted area. And so to have any visual impact and connection, we felt like it needed to be high enough so that two flags draped with no wind would be out of reach of any vandals or any curious people that want to mess around with the flag. But the concept had been for a 3x5 U.S. flag with a 3x5 American Liberty flag, which is the flag we know the design, and we have had them custom made for other use in the Sons of the Revolution events as part of our color guard. And so the two of them dangling with no breeze at all would come down about 9 feet, the width of the 3x5, and then the length of the 3x5 standing straight down or draped straight down. So it'd be 11 feet off the surface of that concrete surface where the marker and the bench are. On some occasions, we might substitute a Sons of the Revolution flag if that was okay, since we are placing it there, and our society does have its own emblem. There might be times around Georgia Day or others where we would consider a Georgia flag, but I think the principal effort here would be to recognize the flag that flew on that ship along with the current United States national emblem. And 3x5 sizes each.
Okay, thank you. And then my last question is, and this might just be a point of clarification. So from my understanding, when Ryan was presenting staff's recommendation, for lack of a term, the patio was not included in your design, or was included?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? It broke up just a little.
The cement patio block that the marker and the proposed bench would be sitting on.
Yes. What was the question?
So that was included in your proposed design, or was that included from staff?
It was our design. I don't think I ever had a conversation with staff about it other than understanding that the bench needed to be stable. And again, Gordon was with us, and we talked about whether pavers could be used, whether brickwork would work. And I think he mentioned another option, because again, he was just brainstorming, was to have smooth concrete, which would be an extremely stable surface and could be cast in a color that would be compatible with that slate border to the sidewalk, which, as you know, is red brick. And we don't know what the relative cost would be, but we thought that would probably be as economical and the most stable of any of the others with pavers being subject to settling and perhaps creating an uneven walking surface. So we went ahead and portrayed it somewhat generically, but we were intending to convey that we thought a concrete pad in that shape would be a good addition. And again, then the marker and the bench would be affixed in a permanent way so they couldn't wobble or be moved.
Okay. Thank you. That's just what I wanted to double check to make sure that I knew about that one. All right. Thank you very much. That's all I had.
Okay, Christopher.
Thank you.
This is Christopher. I just wanted to say, just second what Sean said, I really appreciate you all. I know you were a little bit anxious on the our last meeting to get it done, but I think, like you said, this is very much a superior design. I had a chance to go down there and walk around the park and take a few pictures, and I actually really, really, really like this proposed location. It makes all kinds of sense with the Waving Girl there. And then the on the other side, there's the Olympic Cauldron. And I'll say, at first, I was a little hesitant about the idea of a second flagpole. But I, listening to you talk and kind of thinking about it, it almost does make sense. I kind of like the idea that it brings more attention to that area. You know, I walked along the Riverwalk, and while I was there, there were a number of people I watched, you know, coming down. There's also a few placards along the Riverwalk at the river. And it sort of it just kind of brings it all together. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. One odd bit of aside that I don't think we touched on, but I noticed the placard or the memorial itself, it's fairly dirty. Is there any plan to sort of spruce that up a little? Because it's actually pretty difficult to read.
It certainly is, and we in speaking with DePue Monument, which is the company that helped us size and price out what we're proposing here, part of what they would do with during the installation, working with I don't know how they would work in connection with city crews from Greenscapes, but they do clean markers regularly in cemeteries, and they have, I guess, the right solutions to apply to it to try to get rid of that dark backdrop and clean up the raised lettering. And I think, although we won't know until they try it, that would satisfy it. If not, I don't know if there's some way to highlight the raised lettering with some sort of I don't want to say gold leaf, but something that would bring out that bronze color a little better. Although my belief is that whatever solutions they have for cleaning cemetery markers and monuments would be sufficient to make it legible. And of course, raising it up to the height that we have will help a lot. I can't read it unless I get down on my hands and knees. And we didn't want that. We didn't want to force people to have to do that. But that was what we believed would happen during the installation, was to figure out how to clean it and make it make it pristine, hopefully.
No, that's great. And I mean, I really like the addition of the pedestal to raise it up. I mean, the location it's at right now is very much less than ideal. I don't know if anybody's seeing it, quite honestly. So I really appreciate you guys' attention to that. I think the cleaning it probably would solve that problem. I don't personally also think that it crowds the space at all. In fact, I think it sort of balances it out with, like I said, with the Waving Girl and whatnot. So, I mean, I think this, I'm fully behind this new design. One other just very brief, quick question. So you mentioned about the flags. I think I would like to know, you know, what I really do like the idea of the proposed Liberty flag. I just had to look that up to make sure I knew what it looked like. And again, I thought it was redundant to have two flagpoles, but I think just the design of it and the fact that the tree is there, and if you're looking from the river or even from Hutchinson Island, you're not able to see that second flagpole, I don't believe. So it seems like it kind of brings it all together. But I'm just wondering if you all, I guess the suggestion would be that maybe we know what flags are going up there before they go up. I mean, I would definitely prefer I like the idea of the flag that flew when the ship was actually there. But I think I believe maybe you said that you haven't reached a conclusion, but maybe could you clarify that?
Well, if it were up to me, the only reason I was hesitant was that we haven't had our board of managers for the group vote on it. But what we as a committee have talked about leaned heavily toward a U.S. flag and the Liberty flag, American Liberty. And we have a we have an artist's impression of that that we've used. There's a flag company up in North Georgia, Condor Flags. One of the committee members who lives in Atlanta, he's not on this call, but his name is Jack Winter, and he had gotten interested in the history of the Liberty some time ago. And then when we started discussing this internally, he got very active. But several years ago, he had gotten the descriptions, the historic descriptions of the flag, and gotten in touch with whatever sources were available, and had Condor Flags design the flag. It is a white flag with a red border all the way around on a 3x5. I bought a couple of them for my use and for my family just recently, and on a 3x5 flag, that that red border is maybe 3 inches, 3.5 inches on all four sides. And then in the center, the words American Liberty, no other artwork, nothing else, but American Liberty in larger lettering inside that white center portion of the flag. And again, I do have artists' renderings from Condor Flags of the work they did for Jack Winter and then for me more recently. I think it would be safe to say that I believe our folks would be happy with if we had some flexibility to at times put the Sons of the Revolution emblem there. But I think all of us would agree that we're commemorating this ship and the courage of pre-Declaration of Independence patriots to take this step and grab that ship and send munitions to the patriots that had the British tied up in the city of Boston. And so the name of the ship, the fact that the flag flew on it, that is identical to, if not, or extremely similar to what was actually flown, if not identical, to us would it be the most powerful statement, or to me. So again, I need to make sure our board agrees with that, but I don't think we plan to put anything up there other than either the U.S. flag, the Georgia flag, or the Liberty flag.
Okay, I appreciate it. That's not something that I would personally need to hold things up, in my opinion, but I appreciate that. I do really like that idea, though. And I just wanted to thank you all again for your patience in this process. I really do think that I'm really quite like this location, and I really do like the way it looks in the space. When I concepted it, when I went down there to walk. So I appreciate you all's patience, and I really appreciate your attention to bringing attention to this. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's been our pleasure. And again, it's been great working with all of you, because we got some good ideas and we mulled them over, and I think it really helped. So again, thanks for the input and the assistance.
Lisa?
Hi, this is Lisa Watson. Both Sean and Christopher covered my questions, but I just wanted to tell you I was thrilled to see this design when I looked at it on Tuesday. So great job. And yeah, I had a question about the flags, but we covered that. And I'm looking forward to when this opens up, and I hope you invite us.
Okay, thank you.
You can count on it. Even if we're wearing masks and standing 6 feet apart, we'll be there and we'll have you on our list.
Thank you. Any other questions? Tom?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
This is actually probably a question for staff. Am I allowed to ask a question to staff now, or?
Sure.
Okay. Ryan, you may or may not know, but I'll ask you. Typically, Greenscapes Department is responsible for cleaning the monuments, right? So in this instance, exactly what Christopher had mentioned, would they be cleaning the plaque prior to removal?
That's a good question for the city. there, I believe, is an escrow payment possibly for the original marker itself. Whether or not that exists, I have no idea. So that is why one of our conditions was that they ensure that there is some form of escrow for this, so that there is an upkeep.
I do know that prior to the December meeting, Director Denny had mentioned that that was one of the things that he was working on with the petitioner, was to make sure that the escrow and everything, which is typical of any marker moving, so on and so forth. But thank you, Christopher, as well as the petitioner, for bringing up the cleaning of the placard, because I know they take care of all of that. So, all right, if we could find that out, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, we can find out.
Christopher?
Sorry, just one. This is Christopher. Just one brief point on that. Is my understanding, though, not the city is not necessarily responsible for all the historical markers. If I'm not mistaken, the like Georgia historical markers, for instance, the Georgia Historical Society is responsible for cleaning those. Is that correct?
They opt out on their own. So if there was an escrow provided for this marker, then it would be the city who cleans it. But if the Sons of the Revolution back then had opted to be the ones who maintained it, so we would have to find that out. Okay. I don't know.
Thank you for that clarification.
Lisa?
Hi, this is Lisa. I did notice in one of the images, there's a cracked hardscape along the sidewalk right in front of there. So I was wondering who would repair that. Do you see that? Yeah. Okay. Greenscapes. The answer is Greenscape.
Did you get your question answered? Anyone else have a question? Being none, Julie, do we have anybody from the public?
We have one, a Richard Ross.
Mr. Roth, please let us know what you think.
He may not. The hand disappeared, so he may not have anything to add. We're not sure. Richard, you seem to be self-muted.
Mr. Chairman, this is Lamar Davis. Hopefully, Rick can. Rick did the all the. He did all the design and the artwork and did a fabulous job. And I don't want to say anything more because I think he just joined us. But I did have one question after he's finished and before the matter is put to a vote, if I may.
I couldn't quite understand what you said. If you may, what, General?
I just had a question to pose to the staff and to the commission after Rick makes his comment before the vote's held. Thank you.
Thank you.
I simply wanted to offer, I have an image of the flag here. If you have email there, I can shoot it right to you. Do y'all have that capability?
If you have it on your computer screen, we can share your screen.
Okay. Well, I'll pull it up here. Hang on.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. I don't know if you can see it. Let me pull it up and blow it up.
There should be something popping up on your screen asking you to show your screen.
Yes, okay. Are you able to see it?
No, it's still not coming through.
Oh, here it is. Maybe.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we continue with our business here? And when you're ready to, when you're able to show it, well, something's come up here and it's gone away. Would that be agreeable? Just to let us know when you have it up.
Well, I have it up. I'm just trying to get it to you here. I may have figured out. Let's see. There's something coming up.
Okay.
There it is. I think it's just a little slow getting here or booting up or something. There, I believe I figured it out. Okay. It's not allowing me to do it. I'm sorry.
That's all right. The try is appreciated. Thank you.
If you want to email me, Mr. Ross, we can show it to the board when we get it. Or if it's after the meeting, is that okay too, as long as they see it at some point?
Okay. And your email, is that the one that's on what is
my
the
email? It's on the staff directory on our website. It's Jarles, JARLESR at thempc.org.
Okay. I will get it to you here shortly.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any members of the public? We do not. So we go into the commission discussion.
If we could just give 1 second to see if anyone raises their hand. If you're a member of the public, you can use the raise your hand feature.
Okay.
There are no hands raised.
I think General Davis wanted to ask a question.
This is Christopher. Mr. Davis said he wanted to ask a question, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm confused.
Did you wish to ask a question, sir?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll be brief. Because of the discussion about the flag, the staff recommendation was to omit it. I didn't know how the commission felt about passing it forward to city council and omit that. I don't want to step on any toes here, and I appreciate the staff's concerns. But since we've had a lengthy discussion, I wondered if the commission could at least consider whether you go ahead and forward it with the flagpole intact.
Any reactions?
Go ahead,
Lisa.
I think we can go forward in deciding.
This is Christopher. I appreciate staff's considerations, and I first had the same consideration, but I personally like the idea, and it does bring attention to it. And I don't really see there being much of a problem with it myself.
Sean, do you have a view?
This is Sean. No, I think it. Just like the petitioner had said, the flag can be brought up at the actual flag, not the flag pole, can be brought up at a later date.
Tom, you have a response to that? Any sort? Okay. Apparently, feel free to proceed is my reading.
Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. I would like to make a, this is Sean, I would like to make a motion to approve staff's recommendation with the exception, with the change of adding, of approving the flag pole. So staff's recommendation of numbers 1 and 3.
Well, before we actually, before I ask for a second, let's, I need to ask if there's any discussion among the commission members.
This is Christopher. I would like to comment that, I mean, I don't have, the flag itself isn't necessarily a sticking point, and I wouldn't, I'm not going to avoid voting before that, but I would like to at some point make sure we know what that design of that flag looks like. I believe I looked it up on my phone. I think I know, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Is that agreeable with you, General?
Absolutely. I think you have every right to be concerned about what it looks like, and we hope you like it as much as we do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, we will proceed along those lines then. Any other discussion by the commissioners? There being none, I ask for a second for Sean's motion.
I hear what it is again. I'm having trouble hearing way over here.
Okay.
Not a problem. This is Sean again. I make a motion to approve staff's recommendation of items 1 and 3 while approving the proposed flagpole as well for the movement of the Liberty marker.
Is there a second?
As long as the flag is, the proposed flag design is also presented to council, or excuse me, the commission once available.
Okay. I'll second that motion.
Okay, there is a second. Any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. And identify yourselves, please. I think you have to.
This is Tom Gensheimer. I approve it.
This is Christopher. Aye.
This is Lisa D. Watson. Aye.
This is Sean Mannion. Aye.
Measure carries. Congratulations, petitioners.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is Christopher. I just wanted to say again, we're all really excited, I think, and please do invite us to the unveiling whenever that happens.
I like the design, the redesign, the geometry, and certainly I think you're right about the flagpole. It will not be interfering with the other one given its location. It's a good design.
Yeah, and the location is almost verbatim where I had when I went down there on Sunday before the Great Giants win. That was exactly where I put minus getting rid of the sign that's currently there.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, do want to make a point of order. On the agenda, the item to approve the minutes was never addressed. We approved the agenda for the meeting, but not the approval of the minutes. Right?
I thought the vote was on the minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we approved the minutes.
Okay, too. Well, then I'm going back to
sleep. But I had a little trouble hearing way over here. I feel like I'm in.
I hope that's what I voted for.
Yeah. The minutes were
This year is already too long.
Okay. Let us go on to the to item 3, the petition of Chatham Artillery, 20-005743-HM-COA, Emmett Park, East Bay Street, installation of the tablet at the Chatham Artillery Monument.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Ryan again. The petitioner is requesting a recommendation of approval to the Savannah City Council to add a 30.5 inch by 56.5 inch granite ground slab to the existing Chatham Artillery Monument. So that's going to be located here, just between Bay Street and Upper Factors Walk. And that would be to commemorate and honor the service of the men and women assigned to the 1st Battalion, 118th Field Artillery Regiment of the Savannah, Georgia Army National Guard for their service in Afghanistan from 2018 to 2019. I'm just going to go down here. This real fast so you can see what it is. And again, it's commemorating the group I just mentioned. When evaluating the themes for markers and monuments, I'm going to pull up an image of the area here. I just want to go through these real fast, these images, because you'll notice that there are existing plaques on the ground around this monument. There are three. So they're proposing a fourth one here to the side. And again, I'll just go through these images so you can see those. So you'll see there's one on the other side of this, one here, and you'll see all these plants. This is the location of the one that they're proposing today. So the theme of the proposed tablet is of military history. There's a direct local focus. Although the commemorated events occurred less than 50 years ago, and the commemorated persons have not been dead for over 25 years, which is what the Master Plan Guidelines asks for, the tablet is in keeping with the existing tablets commemorating other recent military events, and is of an appropriate theme for this existing monument. When evaluating the site, the installation of the tablet will not cause overcrowding of the site. There is existing vegetation proposed to be removed, which is this vegetation I mentioned here. However, this vegetation was planted by the city of Savannah and seemingly does not include the removal of low tree limbs or significant tree roots, which is what the Master Planning Guidelines asks. So all other site requirements are met other than the potential for removal of plants and vegetation. The design of the proposed tablet does meet the design requirements, and it is to match, as I mentioned, these existing tablets here. When going into funding, the funding and escrow payment information was not clearly established in the submittal, so that will need to be determined prior to their recommendation to City Council. So staff's recommendation, I know that was pretty quick, sorry. Staff's recommendation, it didn't load all of the pages. That's very strange. Well, let's try again. Hopefully it opens all the pages here. There we go. Staff's recommendation is that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the addition of the granite ground slab to the existing Chatham Artillery Monument to commemorate and honor the service of the men and women assigned to the 1st Battalion, 118th Field Artillery Regiment, Savannah, Georgia, Army National Guard for their service in Afghanistan from 2018 to 2019 with the following conditions, because otherwise the petition meets the guidelines set forth within the HSMC Master Planning Guidelines, and that one condition being ensure that the funding and escrow payment requirements are met. And I open for questions.
Any questions for Ryan? John?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. Ryan, is there not already a escrow payment set up for the existing monument?
There would be for the existing monument and perhaps for the tablets, but we're not, you know, this isn't what we do. We don't create the escrow payments, so we're not sure if more needs to be paid forward for this marker being placed or this tablet being placed. So essentially our request at that point was just that they ensure that the funding escrow payment requirements are met. So if there aren't any requirements, obviously they wouldn't need to meet them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then my last question, and this may actually be a question for the petitioner, but do you know why the original monument only has three sides and not four?
That would be a question for them. I assume that they had specific things in mind that they were commemorating on these tablets, and there just so happened to be three up until this point.
Okay, thank you.
So maybe this is this is Christopher. Maybe this is a question for the petitioner as well. I don't have a big issue with this or anything, but could you scroll back up to the proposed wording? It seems to me this is a different tablet than all the other ones are. All the other slabs are commemorating individuals, and this one is. I was trying to read the wording, and it looks like it's a list. Maybe this is a question for the petitioner.
If you notice here, this is tablet to the one being proposed.
But that one also says Afghanistan.
To the opposite side.
Okay, maybe the petitioner. I don't really have an issue. It's just a little bit confusing. I'm just wondering.
This is the petitioner. I can answer those questions.
Sure. Well, maybe we'll wait till if there's any other questions.
Let me get back to you as soon as we're finished here, please, sir. Anybody have any other questions, staff? Okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
I think this is, hi, this is Lisa Watson. Is it Farfugia? Is that what this plant is? Leopard plant? Is that something that's going to be completely removed? Because I got to be honest, I've walked past this and I've never known there were plaques on the ground because of this plant. Just wondering what's going to happen with that. Is that a question for the petitioner?
I think it would be.
Okay.
I had the same, this is Christopher. I had the same question. They do kind of obscure the.
I love that plant, but it's.
It does obscure the.
Yeah. Plaques. Okay.
Any other questions for staff? Being none, I'm going to ask the petitioner.
Yes, sir.
His or her case.
Yes, sir. Everything that was presented for the introduction of the tablet is accurate. To clarify, the names that were listed, which is on the north side of the obelisk, are the names of the past presidents of the Chatham Artillery, dating all the way back to Noble Jones. The plaques on the ground, the tablets on the ground, have the one in Iraq and Afghanistan. Yep, thank you. Have been since the September 11th attacks, the deployment since the September 11th attacks that the 118th has gone on. They've just gone on a second Afghanistan rotation, which is why you'll have three sides of the obelisk having deployments, and the fourth side, or that north side, having the past president's names. Now, what happens when another deployment comes up is up for debate right now, but that's as far as the tablets go. Any questions about the tablets before I go on to the plants?
You can address the plants, sure.
Okay, so moving on to the plants, I'm a fan of the plants. I don't have any issues with them. It looks like that there is going to be one plant that'll certainly have to be removed to have a tablet laid down. And maybe the other two plants around it may have to be trimmed up a little bit. I'm not exactly sure, but I know that one plant for sure will have to be removed. And from last year when we modified the monument, I'm not sure. The Chatham Artillery did not plant the plants, so that might be one more step in the process that we'll have to go through. I don't know how that works, how that looks. So we're not trying to take out all the plants. We're still trying to keep the aesthetic look of the plants. But I'm not sure if the Chatham Artillery pays for that, or if that's the city of Savannah that takes care of that, or if we have to petition another commission to have those plants modified or removed, whatever the case is. So that's something that I do not know.
It looks like we don't either. Petitioner, could you please give, I may have missed it, but I don't think you said your name.
Oh, I'm sorry, Benjamin Hill. I'm the historian for the Chatham Artillery.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dill. I'm trying to find where we are now.
What to do with the plants, sir?
I'm sorry?
You were asking where we are. What's the process for that one plant?
I was making sure we weren't moving into the public phase of it. So do we have any other questions for Mr. Dill? Yes.
This is Christopher. Did you say the monument was there was something done to it last year?
Yes. So if you can scroll down the slide that you're on, if you can scroll down. Not that far. The names. Yes. Yeah, so it was probably about February last year. We added four more names of past presidents on that bottom slab. I don't know how you can. You can scroll that down just a little bit there. You'll mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, on the tablet itself on the ground. Yeah. So you can see where there's about four names that look newer than the top ones there. Yeah.
I see that. I was just curious. Thank you.
Yep. That's it. Yeah, we had that had to take care of last year. We'll have to add a couple more names to that list here pretty soon.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Dill? Okay, thank you, Mr. Dill. Any members of the public that we should be listening to?
There are no hands raised.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I do have a question, and it's just my ignorance.
Yes, sir.
The escrow account that was referenced earlier, I'm not familiar with that. The Chatham Artillery is going to pay for the tablet and everything to be laid and created by DePew. So I'm not familiar with the escrow that you're referring to.
Well, I will turn you over to someone who is, Ryan.
Escrow payments are paid to the city in order for maintenance and upkeep after the fact that it has been laid. So there may already be an escrow in place that we're just asking that information be found out eventually before moving to city council.
Okay.
And that would be worked out with the city. That wouldn't be worked out with us.
Okay. Whatever I can do to help.
Okay. Thank you. No one from the public. We go into commission discussion. Anyone? Sean?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I just want to say I like the proposed symmetry, if you will, getting away from the three tabs and making it four. Yeah, I am a little not happy about losing vegetation, especially with the I think we need as much vegetation and everything else throughout the entire city, but the symmetry I think really makes it great. And I agree with what Lisa said earlier. It is in its current state, even it's a great monument. It's a great place of where it is. So I really like this, and thank you for doing this.
Yes, sir.
Any other discussion? Tom, you?
I think it is good to have maintain symmetry, and certainly to commemorate what going on in Afghanistan, the longest war we've ever been in. Obviously, yeah. It should be there. There's no question about it. I'm glad you're going forward to include it, honestly. Sorry for Sean. He hates it when any blade of grass gets hurt. But far as I'm concerned, cut them all down. You know, so we can see it. You know, we want monuments, not shrubbery.
Lisa, you have any comments?
This is Lisa Watson. I love this, and yes, I agree with the cemetery, and I appreciate all these service people, especially because I lost a cousin in 9/11. So I can't wait to go and actually read this. And I really apologize. I never knew there were plaques on the ground. So I will draw more attention to it in the future.
Christopher? Yeah. Okay. Discussion being finished. I now call for a motion and a second.
Can I make a motion to accept the staff recommendation for the Afghanistan plaque, whatever the official name is, with the condition that we are fully, the escrow account will also cover this part of the monument.
Mr. Chairman, this is Sean. I second Tom's motion.
Thank you. Any discussion? There being none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Identify yourself, please.
This is Tom Gensheimer. I say aye.
This is Christopher. Aye.
This is Lisa Watson. Aye.
This is Sean Mannion. Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Mr. Dill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members.
Yeah, thank you for your efforts, Mr. Hill.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We now go to other business. which is the nominating committee, which is a committee of the whole. I don't know who the chair is.
Okay, well, I'm not sure who the chair is either, but I'll take the role of the chair. Well, the nominating committee has met today. That's 3:50, and decided that we're going to nominate Chris as the chair, myself as vice chair, and Lisa as secretary, if that is the proposed nominations.
Okay.
What do we need to do? Do we need to second that or propose it? I forgot.
There's no reason to have any discussion, is there?
Leah, how do we have to go forward with this?
There doesn't have to be any discussion. The recommendation of the nominating committee at the next meeting, they'll vote on it.
And then someone seconds the motion and then they vote?
Yeah, they'll vote at the next meeting, not at this one.
I'm a little worried that the existing chair will refuse to abdicate.
Yes,
maybe storm the MPC.
Already got his umbrella and
I'm sorry, Sean.
He's already got his umbrella and he's like stationing himself off from everyone else.
I will hold under this position as long as I conceivably can.
Okay. Well, in light of that, I will propose that we accept the nominating commission's I'll make a motion to accept the nominating committee's recommendations for the officials for the next year.
Ryan, you said that I thought we were going to vote on this next meeting.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is Leah. I apologize. I was muted externally. Yeah, so you'll announce your nominations just like you just did. Okay. So that the public has a month to, or, you know, till your next meeting to ingest that information and you'll vote at the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you to the nominating committee.
So that does give Nick a month to try and subvert the elections.
Everybody watch his Twitter account.
Okay. The next regular meeting of us is February 4th, 2021.
I didn't mean to cut you off, Mr. Chairman. This is Sean. I do have a question for staff, and Leah, I'm glad that you just let us know that you're there as well. And I know Christopher's brought this up in previous meetings as well. Has there been any submission for the Starland District mural art?
Yes, sir. We actually just received that today. So you will see that at the February meeting.
Okay. I don't know if this is the correct time or place to say this, but I was looking at one of my friends' Facebook pages or Instagram pages, and it says City of Savannah as one of the sponsors of it.
So
yeah, they gave them a grant.
If I can jump in, this is Christopher. I can clarify that.
Okay.
So that's the Cultural Affairs Commission. That's the investment for the Weave a Dream, and they are required, all projects that receive city funding are required to say that they have city support. So that's what that is. But I do think, I appreciate that question, because I do think that they jumped part of the process. But that, to answer your question, that's why that's there.
Thank you, Christopher. But that just, since we're in the public forum and it's not being hidden or anything, honestly, that really infuriates me that if it's already got the logo of City of Savannah funded and it's a mural and it hasn't even come through this commission, and Christopher's mentioned it at multiple meetings prior to this. I know, Leah, you've mentioned we can't be making prejudgments or anything, but that kind of really creates a lot of questions in my mind anyway.
I hear you, Sean. And as soon as we were aware of it, that it had actually been started without your approval, we contacted them. And as I mentioned, they have now submitted an application today. But yeah, I mean, they should have sought your all's approval before they started installation. So.
I mean, I do think that's a fair point, Sean, because I mean, it from the public's point of view, they don't know the distinction.
That's right.
And I think that's a fair point.
Okay. Before we adjourn, let me, any other comments on anything? Let me thank you, the staff, for the calendars. Once again, a great city calendar. And I want to thank Ryan and Julie and all of you for being such supportive and intelligent commissioners and articulate, who get us through these meetings with all due speed. And the staff as well is integral to that process. It's been my honor. I don't know, am I supposed to chair the next meeting until we get to the vote?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Unless, presuming that Chris is voted in next month, he could take over immediately if he so chooses.
Okay. That would be fine either way with me.
This will be a peaceful transfer of power.
In your dreams.
Lisa's already got her Twitter account ready to go.
I'm sorry, Sean.
I said Lisa already has her Twitter account ready to go.
Okay. Well, whether I'm chairing it next month or not, it's been an honor to work with you, and I appreciate all you, both staff and commissioners, have done. Thank you.
Likewise.
Meeting adjourned.